Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line by Nate Glubish, the Minister of Technology and Innovation for the province of Alberta. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks for having me back.
All right, the main thing we want to talk about today is artificial intelligence. Specifically, we saw an announcement coming down from the province about trying to bring investments for artificial intelligence AI data center. Why don't you tell us a little bit kind of some of the things that the province is looking to do with this?
Yeah, you bet. So essentially, we've all seen over the last couple of years how AI has become central to so many parts of our daily lives. We've seen the advent of ChatGPT and so many other tools like it. You know, you've got Microsoft Copilot embedded in your Outlook and Word and PowerPoint. And AI is being used to make everything work better, to make everything more productive. But behind the scenes, for that to work, we need these massive supercomputers housed in these data centers that are able to do all of the processing and calculations required to deliver those outcomes. So what we're seeing is an explosion of demand for that processing capacity. And so there's going to be hundreds of billions of dollars invested over the next 5 years in North America alone to build this infrastructure out. And we see Alberta as being one of the best places in North America to host that type of infrastructure. And so we wanted to send a signal to the world to say, we're open for business. All of the things that you need, we have, and we can work together to help you accomplish your goals.
Now, with obviously trying to get some of these companies to get AI data centers sort of set up in the province, what kind of benefits could that bring to Alberta here?
Well, one of the things that these folks need is access to an enormous amount of electricity. And what's one thing that Alberta is known for? We're world-class at developing energy resources. And we've got virtually limitless supplies of natural gas. So one of the things that we're putting out there is that, hey, you know what? You can get some of the cheapest, most reliable natural gas-powered electricity for your data centers. We can build them together fast. We can work with you to streamline approvals. And we can help you get up and running faster than almost anywhere else. And, you know, why would that be good for Albertans? Well, I think, you know, most Albertans are proud of our oil and gas industry. Most Albertans have heard the premier say we aim to double our oil and gas production in the coming years. One of the ways we can do that, if we're struggling to get pipelines built because of Justin Trudeau, because of Stephen Guilbeau in the federal government, guess what? If we can convert gas to electricity and convert that electricity to ones and zeros through these AI data centers, and we export the ones and zeros, Justin Trudeau can't stop us from exporting through fiber, even though he might be able to stop us from building pipelines. This is a way for us to export our natural gas to global markets at scale, and that will generate a ton of economic activity in rural Alberta with our natural gas producers, with more exploration and production, with more intra-provincial pipelines to get the gas to the sites where these data centers are going to be. And ultimately, it means more natural gas royalty revenues for the province, which means more money to fund vital services like health and education.
And also on that sort of power generation front, I remember it was Premier Smith was actually up here in Peace River a few months ago and mentioned that as part of an argument for trying to get nuclear energy used more in the province, and in particular here in the Peace region. Would that be like a sort of another way to help get more different sources of electricity generated to self-help with this these AI centers?
Yeah, I absolutely believe that there is a nuclear future for powering AI data centers. I mean, if you look in the news on this topic lately, even Meta, the parent company for Facebook, has talked about putting an RFP out to get up to 4,000 megawatts of nuclear power to power some AI data centers they intend to bring on stream. The catch is, though, the nuclear power takes so much longer to go through consultations and approvals and to ultimately get the facilities built. They're earmarking that for 10 years from now. And they're just going to market now to say, we're putting out an RFP. We want this ready in 10 years. The problem is they also need thousands of megawatts of infrastructure right now today. And natural gas is the best path forward for that infrastructure today. So we're positioning Alberta to play that bridge role in the immediate future here over the next 5 years to say, everything you build in the next 5 years is likely going to need to be powered by natural gas. We are among the best in the world at developing natural gas. So let's work together to get you the power you need right now so that you can grow. And then when you're ready for nuclear, you know, you can expand into the nuclear power generation. The good news for Alberta in that front is that Minister Nathan Neudorf, my colleague in the Ministry of Affordability and Utilities, is leading the government of Alberta's charge on developing a nuclear regulatory framework. So we see there being potential for this, but we've got to do our homework. Minister Neudorf is doing that due diligence right now to develop that framework. And so I think, make no mistake, Alberta's going to have a big role to play in powering AI data centers over the next decade.
And on that sort of power generation front, obviously there would be a lot more electricity that would be needed on the systems here in the province, which can sometimes get a little strained when the weather gets interesting, to put it mildly. So is there, like, even in the short term with using natural gas, would it still be able to make the AI systems work while also, you know, having enough sort of route to power the other things that we need here in the province?
Yeah, it's a great question. And that's why it was so important for us to release this AI data center attraction strategy. Because first and foremost, we've made a commitment and a promise to Albertans. We will never let anything happen that would compromise the affordability or the reliability of the electrical grid that everyday Albertans rely on every single day. So that is a cornerstone of our strategy. But the good news is that we can, if we're thoughtful and proactive, and we do our due diligence, we can structure this in such a way that we can get significant infrastructure built here that does not at all even touch the grid. So we've got a two-phase strategy. Our first phase is focused on off-grid infrastructure. This would be new natural gas power plants built that are not at all connected to the grid, that are single-purpose focused on powering the data centers. And as a result, we'll be able to scale those up quickly and bring no impact, no risk to the core grid that Albertans need every day. Phase two is focusing on a streamlined regulatory framework for grid-supported infrastructure. Because what we're seeing is there are some pockets in Alberta where it would make sense to put a data center connected to the grid if we do our homework and do it the right way. For example, there's some spots in Alberta where there's a significant amount of excess power generation and not enough demand to use it. And so that power is being generated and wasted. And every Albertan has to pay for that. So imagine if we could get a fit-for-purpose data center connected right in that single spot where this excess power is being generated. We call it congestion on the network. And you could essentially eliminate that congestion, use that power that was otherwise going wasted. And that's going to bring the cost of power and of transmission down for all Alberta ratepayers. So we're working on phase two because we know if we do this by design instead of just by accident, that we can deliver an outcome that will be a win-win for everybody, including Alberta ratepayers.
And finally, whenever we have guests here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw a little personal question to the politicians. Of course, we're coming up on the holiday season next little bit. A lot of people have interesting activities they'd like to do during the holidays. What about you? What are kind of some of the biggest sort of holiday events that will be taking place in your household this Christmas?
Well, we're going to spend a lot of time together as a family, Kyle. As you know, this job in politics is pretty grueling throughout the year. And that time between Christmas and New Year's is usually the quietest time of the year. So really looking forward to spending time with my wife and my son, Max. He's in kindergarten this year. So this is going to be a really fun year for Christmas. He's looking forward to it, already getting super excited about the decorations and Santa and all that stuff. So we're going to have a blast together as a family and just lay low and just enjoy a nice Alberta Christmas.
Hopefully get some good gifts from Santa there as well. Nate Glubish, Minister of Technology and Innovation for the province of Alberta. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.